Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's Shimon Gruen, and I'd like to give a short introduction to the upcoming Chinuch Telecourse. The first thing on our minds, and what's most important to every Yiddish Tata and Mama, is to see Nachas from the children. That's what we're mispallel for most, that's what we invest so much energy into, and that's what's the most important to all of us. I believe that if any parent would be able to get a guarantee of one thing in life, it would be to have Erlecha children. We want our children to be erlich, committed to the Eibishter, to have good middos, to accept authority, and to be pleasant. And sometimes it just seems so difficult to achieve this. Now, if it would be difficult with each and every one of our children, it wouldn't be so hard to realize, hey, I must be doing something wrong. But where the riddle really starts is when with some children it seems so easy. Some children are just listening, accepting authority, doing what we want, pleasant. And then some children just seem so complicated and difficult. What is it? Why what works for some children doesn't work for others? The Pusik tells us, Chanoch lenar al pi darkoi, gam ki yazken leyusim imena. When you are mechanech a child, on his derech, on his mahalach, with the way that works for him, you will see that even when he gets older, he will remain on that path. That's what true nachas is about. But how do we get there? How do we understand a child? What is it that makes this child more difficult to be mechanech? The Sfurim talk about this. The nefesh of a child. The personality of a child. The mindset and the feelings of a child are so different one from another. So often we try to take this one-size-fits-all approach, learning about how to be mechanech without realizing how much of the mechanech is still misunderstood. If we don't really understand the program and the mind and heart of each and every child individually, how do we expect to get across to them? Now, of course, if you feel you're doing fine and you really are being matzliach with each child, that's great. But so often, we know that it's not that way. Some children just have this difficulty accepting authority, doing what they're told. They keep on getting stuck, and we don't know what it is. We don't know if it's them that's getting stuck or it's us that's getting stuck, but something's not connecting. Just like with age, we understand that each child, based on their age, there's so much that they could understand, so much that they can't understand. And we need to take that into consideration. We can't be mechanech all children, regardless of the age, the same way. It's literally the same when it comes to personality. When we understand the child, we understand what a child understands, what he doesn't understand, where he gets stuck and why he gets stuck, what will work and what won't work. We could avoid so much difficulty, Mitzvah. How often do I see parents that were struggling with a child for so long, not realizing what is it that's not working? Why are we not communicating? Why when I say something, this child doesn't listen? Why does it seem like he just doesn't understand? Shouldn't he be understanding by now based on his age? If I would compare him to his siblings, am I not able to expect more from him? And then all of a sudden, everything makes sense. I know in advance what will work and what won't. I know in advance how to make this child more motivated. I know in advance what it will take to have him understand what I want from him and have me understand what he needs from me. All of a sudden, the child that seemed difficult and complicated comes across so much easier and so much more pleasant to deal with and so much easier to achieve the nachas that I'm looking for. And it's not only the difficult and the complicated child, it's every single child. When you understand the programming, the mindset, and the emotional program of each child separately, you really will be able to achieve a clear mahalach with each and every one, and it's not as difficult as we think. Sometimes we see children that for some reason we're not getting through to, and we assume, oh, this one needs a professional. There must be something wrong with him. Something must be totally off. Let me find somebody who can figure out what it is. It feels like I need to be a therapist or a psychologist to understand my own child. And then all of a sudden, with a little bit of understanding, with a little bit of patience, and a little bit more knowledge, everything becomes so simple. Everything falls into place. It's not as off or as weird as I thought. It really could be understood. And maybe there was a language barrier. Maybe I was just saying something that this child couldn't understand. Maybe it could all be solved with a little simple mahalach of understanding each and every child's inherent personality and character traits. Maybe what I'm seeing as immaturity or as difficulty isn't really that way. And maybe there is a way to help a child out of every single problem and make things easier for him. And obviously as an aside benefit for the parents who are dealing with every child. Baruch Hashem, I had the schiyat to share these classes and this mahalach with thousands of parents and mechanchim. And I'm really most appreciative to the mechanchim who saw in this mahalach such a benefit and such a help getting through even in situations that seemed so difficult to understand. And they were the ones that actually arranged for this to be affordable to the bigger tzibur, that people should be able to benefit from it, and people should be able to see the nachas they're looking for. Bring out the best of every single child. To help the children that seemed difficult, and to make it even easier to be mechanech children that aren't difficult in the first place. There's so much that we could really achieve from each and every child, and there's no reason that we shouldn't. Every child deserves to be understood. Every child deserves to be spoken to in a way that he understands best. And that's really what will do it for us and for them. Hashem should help us that with Siat Deshmaya we should be able to access this Haftucha, this guarantee of Gam Kiyaskan Liyusim Emena, pleasant, healthy, and Elecha children. Each and every one of them needs to shine. It's our achrayas and our obligation to each and every child to understand what it is that will help him grow, what it is that will help him be the best person he could be. And Emet Hashem, when our children feel really understood and taken care of, they will bring us the true nachas that we are all hoping for so much. I look forward to sharing this information with you. Thank you.